It's time again for The Insider with Chuck Kuala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Hi, I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
And I'm Chuck Kuala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And we're The Insiders, and we spent a lot of time over the last year talking about redistricting. So now we've got new maps, and people have a chance to run, and the Democrats say these are fair maps. It's going to give them a chance to win both houses of the legislature. So, Chuck, why are one-third of the Assembly Democrats choosing not to run for re-election in the Assembly?
Well, I do think that there is a phenomenon exhaustion that people feel, that's not the word, but having been in a long time and having faced a majority with Robin Voss that is both dominant, but also it's really punishing. They really do not engage in any bipartisanship. In fact, I've heard stories from Assembly Dems and Senate Dems about how they will take bills and rerun them. There's no interest in bipartisanship. But here is the most interesting thing for me of what's going on. Democrats in the Assembly will more than double the number of seats that they will have with people who are current members. In other words, there will be only 21 or 22 Democrats who will come back to the legislature in the fall who have already been serving. There will be somewhere between 15 and maybe as many as 30 new Democrats who take office. And what that means is that you are going to see more than half of the Assembly Democratic Caucus will be new members. I don't know, but that could be a first of this ever happening in Wisconsin, that more than half your caucus. And by the way, the other thing that I think we should give a shout out to on the Democratic side, Greta Neubauer is doing a remarkable job of recruiting people for these seats. The Republicans will have in the Assembly, unlike in the Senate, they will have a lot of seats where there will be incumbents up who will be running for election, even some of those who have moved. And the Democrats will have to overcome it. But I think remarkably, Greta Neubauer is doing a really good job of recruiting a lot of really high-profile Democrats and people who are hard workers. And I think she'll actually have the big advantage of the secret weapon for Democrats, Ben Wickler, and the other secret weapon on the issue side of reproductive rights. I think she has a shot at a majority, and if not, very close to that. And that is going to change the dynamics dramatically between the Assembly majority right now with the Republicans and the relationship that Democrats have with it. And I think you're going to get a lot of new blood and new leadership to go along with Greta's leadership. And I think it's going to be a very interesting election in the fall. She's doing a great job in preparation for it.
But if the Dems have such a good shot at getting close to the majority, you would think then that people would be staying. In fact, some would say, instead of all three members of a Senate district, all three Assembly people running for the Senate job, somebody should stay back because they'd be like the assistant majority leader or something, or minority leader. So I'm fascinated that they're choosing to bail on the state assembly. To me, it says that they don't think it's going to flip anytime soon, that the Senate is more likely to flip in 2 years or something. But not that the assembly is not going to be an overnight thing that a lot of people had hoped for, I think, on the Democratic side. But I also agree with you that there is this, it can be soul crushing to be in the minority, right? To come up with a good idea, to introduce it as a bill, and it doesn't seem to go anywhere. And people say to you, yeah, it's a good idea. No, it's not coming up. That's frustrating. I served in the minority. You served in the minority. We both experienced all that. It can be frustrating, but I would have thought this was a season of hope for Democrats and that there would have been more than trying to stay. On the other side, you see Assembly Republicans sorting themselves out to make sure as many of them as possible are running for re-election, and all but a few are going to do that. So very different attitudes, I think, between the Democrats in the minority and the Republicans in the majority in the state assembly.
I think the thing you have to realize here, though, is, like you say, there are three Democrats in just one Senate district that are running for the Senate. There's also Evan Goyke, who will be the city attorney in the city of Milwaukee, who's leaving. So a lot of these people, it's kind of a, I want to move on to something where I can do more and I can have a bigger impact. So there's a lot of that. But I do think there's also this thing where some people do not have the vision for what comes next. And that's the difference between having a leader like a Greta Neubauer who sees the future and does everything strategically necessary to make it happen, and someone who says, this was awful. Why do I want to do this again? I'm getting out of here. And that's pretty much, I'm sure there were a few people who had that. But you have to realize that out of the people who are leaving, a pretty significant percentage of them are either leaving to run for another job or have something else significant in their future. And I think that has a lot to do with it. And the other thing is, remember, you're going to have a lot more movement whenever you have redistricting. That's the way that I got into the legislature. I had run and lost. Redistricting happened and there was an open seat. So there are always things that create opportunities. And I think that's it, more than thinking that people are moving on, although I'm sure Scott's right. There are a few where that's the case.
I think when I won in a special election, I became Republican number 41 or 42. And that looks like a long ways away from getting to a majority. And yet it was less than 3 years later, Republicans controlled the state assembly for the first time in 24 years. So things like that can happen in politics, particularly if you have a different map, which is what helped us get most of those seats.
And a good leader. And we'll see what happens this time. It'll be fun. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Insiders with Chuck Walla and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.